You're listening to Side Effects.
Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a provision of the Affordable Care Act allowing consumers in states like Missouri that use the federal health care marketplace to keep the tax subsidies to help pay for their insurance. In Missouri, more than half of the nearly 200,000 consumers who receive the subsidies live outside of major urban centers.
Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sablesmith
took a look at the impact those subsidies are having in rural areas.
When he needed colon surgery in 2007, Darvin Bentledge had an expensive stay in the hospital.
The room alone for a week was $25,000. And then the surgeries and everything, it added up to about $60,000, $70,000.
For Bentledge, a farmer in Golden City in southwest Missouri, the surgery came right on the heels of another major medical expense when he had hepatitis the year before.
I got hit with about $100,000 worth of medical costs there in 2 years.
Without insurance, Bentledge had to refinance his farm to pay the bills. And with his now pre-existing conditions and his diabetes, buying health insurance became nearly impossible.
They were quoting me $1,500 a month with a very high deductible, about a $10,000 deductible.
Like Bentledge, a majority of Missourians who receive tax subsidies to buy health insurance through the federal marketplace live outside of the state's urban centers. Dr. Karen Edison is director of the Center for Health Policy at the University of Missouri.
We have over 100,000 rural Missourians who have signed up through the federal marketplace.
She says, in general, if you live in a rural area, you're more likely to need insurance through the marketplace for several reasons.
You're a little bit older, you're a little bit sicker, you're a little bit poorer than your urban counterpart, and you're less likely to have access to health insurance coverage through a job.
And those conditions used to keep a lot of the rural population uninsured.
I worked with a gentleman who was 54 years old, who had never had insurance in his life.
Patty Hendren works for Randolph County Caring Community Partnership, which helps people in 17 rural northeast Missouri counties enroll through the marketplace. She says most of them receive a subsidy, and that's important because they all have one question.
What's it going to cost me? How much is the insurance?
To find out, she helps them through the enrollment process, which she demonstrates by walking me through as though I'm enrolling.
Okay.
She inputs my salary and zip code, asks a few questions, and...
You qualify for $46.61 as your monthly tax premium credit or your subsidy.
Nearly 50% of rural Americans qualify for some subsidy like these to help afford insurance, and Darvin Bentledge is one of them. He's had two surgeries since enrolling in a health insurance plan, which costs him about $5,000 a year after subsidies. And having the insurance has been a weight off his mind.
Part of dealing with health issues is your mental capacity, and I don't think your ability to heal yourself is quite as great when you're worrying about how you're going to pay for this.
Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.